Hello, friends. We're back. For those who are just tuning in, this is the second hour of the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. I just want to let you know, we just finished up a wonderful interview with Jerry Wills, who had come from the Tau Ceta star system as a young infant. We now have another interesting and wonderful guest, Omnik Onlik, who came from Venus in the fourth dimension as a young girl, I think when she was 5 years old, with the purpose of uplifting, lifting our planet and making this planet a better place. And Omnik has certainly done that. Before we start, I want to thank everyone for their support. This program the goal of this program is to raise human consciousness, and I know that with all of your support worldwide, we will make this planet a much better place to live. Let's go to Omnik. Omnik, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. So good to hear from you. I just want to read a little bit about your background.
Okay.
You were born and raised on Venus, and Venus is often referred to as a sister planet in our solar system. Many people find Venus very interesting because their society, long ago, their society went through the same process as Earth is right now, called the Ascension. And the civilization, the human civilization that you came from, is now in the fifth dimension, is that right, on Venus?
On the astral, yes.
On the astral plane. All right. And what's interesting, from the third dimension's perspective of our scientists, Venus from the outside may look as a hot and uninhabitable planet in the third dimension, but according to the information that I have here, Omnik, in the fifth dimension, it's a beautiful world with crystal cities. You lived in this world until you were encouraged by your spiritual master and by your uncle who raised you to go to Earth and live the rest of your life here. You agreed to come here to clear some old karma, enlighten the people here, and have a new, unique experience. In 1951, you flew from Venus to Tibet to adjust to our low vibrations. And then the monks there helped you. In 1955, you then went to Tennessee in the United States, where you took over the life of a young girl who just died in an accident with whom you had a karmic bond. You've had a fascinating, fascinating history, Omnik, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
That's okay. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good, good. Omnik, can you hear us okay, or it seems like the volume's a little low?
It is a little low, but that's okay.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. All right. Well, tell me, tell us all, Omnik, my many listeners, you came here in 1955. How did that happen?
I came in a spaceship.
Okay.
I manifested a physical body in a city on Venus that resides on the physical level as well as the astral level. It was protected under a dome and preserved on the physical level as well as the astral. And we have the ability and the probability scientifically to manifest a physical body through a certain, it's like a meditation, but it's done through sound and technologically, we can manifest a physical body, and I manifest a physical body to live and to work in the world on Earth.
Oh, interesting. Fascinating. Now, I know on my program before, I've had a lot of psychics on the program here, and I talk about it, too, from my own personal experience, about accessing the fifth dimension. But it's fascinating for me, Omnik, to know that there is another human civilization in the fifth dimension. Do they coexist with Venus in the third dimension? Are they side by side, or how does that work exactly? Are they right next door to each other? Or,
well, the physical there is no life on the physical except for this one city that's preserved on the physical level of Venus. The planet is uninhabitable at this time.
Long ago, Omnik, was Venus in the third dimension, was it much more Earth-like and physically inhabited by humans?
Yes, exactly.
Fascinating, fascinating. And the legends have it that Venus was actually originally a planet of love, which I thought's interesting. Do you know how that what that history is?
Well, their basic teaching is that God created everything that exists out of love for itself.
Fascinating.
And everything procreates and continues to exist. And the whole basis of it was love. So that's our basic philosophy. Love is the most powerful and strongest energy that exists.
What a beautiful thing to say. That's something I say all the time, too. But thank you for confirming it.
Yeah, love is very, very powerful. It can overcome anything. It's endless and boundless. And the more love you give, the more you receive. It's like flowing continuously from the Creator through every human being.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, you know, I have to tell you, this studio has lit up now with you saying that. It's gotten very white light around me and all the sound instruments. The sun has just broken through. We're getting a beam of light in here. It just came in. And it's you're having a physical impact in the third dimension with your thoughts in the fifth dimension. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, the truth is the truth, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Say that the Creator, you know, was this powerful source of energy that existed, and it wanted to do something from this energy. And so it created everything that exists out of itself in non-ending cycles so that it it would continue to exist through everything it created.
Mm, fascinating. I wanted to tell you, remember the conference, both Omnic and I were, and Jerry Wills, were at the conference UFO conference in Bergen, Norway a month ago.
Yeah.
And Omnic and I shared a flight with her assistant from Oslo to Zurich, Switzerland. And on that flight, I didn't realize it, but I wanted to tell you the story briefly. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but we were both followed by two reptilians who were disguised as humans. They were sort of tall, maybe about 6 feet tall. They had dishwater blonde hair. They looked like they hadn't slept in 4 weeks. And they had dirty clothes. They had big bags underneath their eyes. And what happened is that when, Omnic, when you and I were speaking with my friends in Zurich outside the baggage area, they were only about 3 or 4 feet away. They tried to activate some technology to get to both you and me and your assistant. They weren't able to do that because we were protected. But they did get to some of my friends there. And one of them...
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. Well, what they did is that one of my friends apparently had some negative reptilian implants in her that were dormant. They activated those in her, and she's had a lot of problems since that time. So if she is, I've been unable to reach her for the last couple of weeks. If she is listening, please email me. I can get you help for that from my Galactic Alliance friends to completely remove these negative implants. But there is help available. I've been unable to reach her, but I just, and apparently the reptilians did not want you to be on my show today. But I don't follow the orders of reptilians. I follow a higher light, and so I'm so glad that you could be here today.
I am here, so.
Good.
Tells you how much influence they have.
Yeah, zero, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Well, the white light, I learned long ago, is stronger, much stronger than the dark. So even when you're having a bad or crummy day, just remember that the white light forces are always there to help us through.
I have no doubt of that.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I always feel very safe.
Oh, good. Good, Omnic. Well, good. You're protected, and it's wonderful to have you on. You know, in Norway, you talked about the different races on this planet and where they came from. I thought your discussion was absolutely fascinating. Could you share some of that with my listeners today?
Yeah, I can tell them that originally, before the Earth was created, there was four different races in a faraway galaxy, and they followed the guidance of a higher spiritual realm, and they were instructed to come and travel with their motherships loaded with thousands of human beings and they were to bring human life into the solar system here. And when they got here, they found the four existing planets at the time that were inhabitable were Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And so the black race chose Jupiter, the red race Saturn, the yellow race Mars, and the white race Venus. And they inhabited those worlds and civilized them until that they weren't inhabitable anymore. And then when the Earth was created, which they helped to supply life forms for this planet, they helped to create the Earth. And then they migrated here and set up civilizations on Earth. So they are the forefathers of the four major races that exist on Earth.
Fascinating.
What? Four basic races.
It's actually a hidden history because most people on this planet simply do not know this history.
Yeah. Human beings' heritage is much greater than they realize.
Wow, amazing. Well, I know that scientists here, Earth scientists here on the planet, talk about the so-called junk DNA, the 22 extra strands in our DNA, and I don't consider them junk. Many people think that those are actually switches turned off to dumb us down, to limit our longevity, to ensure that we only use 8 to 10% of our brain so that we don't have a full memory of past lives. But I know that we are waking up in a good way, and we have a wonderful spiritual golden age ahead of us.
Well, human beings originally had all kinds of abilities, but they were genetically manipulated so that these abilities wouldn't be able to, they had to lie dormant, so they couldn't use them. And now then, they're being restored by the changes, the transformation of the Earth. The transformation is restoring human beings to their original state. And all of that is mentioned in my videos and in my book.
Wonderful, wonderful. Could you please give my listeners your website so that people could, perhaps order some of your books or find some more?
Well, I'm not really sure because I don't work on a computer.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? If people just go to my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, click on guests, and you'll see Onik Omnik's name. You'll go right to her website with a biography about her. That will be easy to do. Have your friends talked about what's in store for humanity for now and in the future?
The Earth has they have connected all of the hidden temples with energy bands to protect the Earth from any kind of negative influence.
Nice.
So the Earth is transforming into a higher degree and higher awareness. It'll be a totally different Earth.
Wonderful.
A much greater place than it is now.
Nice. Nice. And I guess the second question, Omnik, is how best do we prepare for that?
Just don't be afraid of things that are happening. Be aware that it's part of the transformation process because fear, will set up the wrong mental vibrations and you will empower the negative forces instead of the good. You've got to remain positive and unafraid.
Well, that's a very profound thing to say. Thank you for sharing that. And the other thing, too, that I have to tell you is that you're saying that love is the most powerful force in the universe. I know others have said the same thing, but I agree with you 10,000%.
Yeah, well, that's all we can say about it, that there's nothing to fear, even death, that's the worst that can happen to you. That's only a transition from one existence to another, but you don't cease to exist. Your soul is eternal. It's only the physical body that's temporary.
Sure, right. I agree with that 1,000%. 1,000%, Omnik. Tell us, from my many listeners around the world, what was What was civilization like on the planet you came from in the fifth dimension? You mentioned crystal cities. Is that right? Is it how do people live?
They manifest everything with their thoughts and the energy around them, and they absorb the energy as a way of nourishment and sustaining their bodies because they don't have physical structures or bodies.
Interesting.
So everything is manifested that they need or utilize mm-hmm. from their thought process.
And would it be correct to say that there's no disease on your home planet?
No. There's no disease at all.
Okay.
And no such thing as hate or any kind of negative processes or thinking.
I'm sure you've heard about Valiant Thor, who was a, we talked about a little bit about this with Jerry Wills during our last hour, Omnic.
That but was another Venusian that came to Earth. But he came from the interior of Venus.
Interesting. So was he on the same fifth dimension as your family and friends are, or is that different?
No, he's from the physical.
From the physical. I had Craig Campanzano on my program a week ago, a wonderful Hollywood director who just produced a award-winning film on Valiant Thor called Stranger at the Pentagon. True story. And I asked him on the air a week ago, Omnic, whether Valiant Thor was still here, and he said he is. Actually, he's actually at Lake Mead in California, but he's in another dimension. But he's there still. If you were to, he said, on the air a week ago that if you were to drive down there, you wouldn't see him unless they wanted you to see him, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I didn't hear about that. Oh. Something new for me.
Okay. All right. But what Valiant Thor offered the Eisenhower administration back in the late 50s was that he offered the technology, the spiritual evolution and technology to Eisenhower to rid this planet completely of poverty and completely of disease. And I was wondering, I was thinking in view of what you've just said about Venusian society in the fifth dimension, I assume that he would have helped this planet evolve into a fifth-dimensional basis rather from the third.
Well, of course he would, but you know what? He was turned down because what they wanted at the time was technology and a means for power. And they weren't interested in spiritual development or in the physical healthiness of the society. Mm. It was more about power and control.
Well, I'm sure if we did a public opinion survey worldwide, and we asked people whether they wanted power or control or to live the planet in a perfect paradise with completely eliminating disease and poverty, I am sure that most people on this planet would choose the latter.
I'm sure they would, but the people aren't in control. You know, mm-hmm. there's controlling forces, unfortunately.
Sure.
And these controlling forces are losing control through the transformation. They have to fall, and then the positive powers will be controlling and ruling this planet. Mm-hmm. That's coming.
That is coming. I agree with you,
yeah.
Omnic, and it's just a matter of time. And I think we will see it certainly in our lifetime, and our children and our children's children will have a far, far better, far happier.
And the more people that think about it positively and don't focus on the negative, then they're helping it to happen faster.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Omnic. I couldn't agree with you more. You have such an interesting perspective on things. I have to ask you, have your friends from far away, have they come to visit you since 1955?
No. I communicate with them through telepathy, and they inspire and support me, but I don't see them, no.
I see. Okay. Well, it's good to have their help. This studio, once again, Omnic, has lit up in all white light. I can feel we have a lot of angelic friends around us today, and they're totally agreeing with you and what you're saying.
That's wonderful. I'm glad.
Well, Omnic, I wanted to ask you now how have how have you liked living on this planet? I mean, it must have been hard for you getting adjusted to this lower density. I mean, because you came from a place that was more spiritually evolved from than this planet, and you've had a lot of challenges here. How have you found your living here like?
Well, it was difficult at first to adjust and, you know, to realize that I had to stay here and I didn't have a choice, but I made the choice to come, so I have to deal with it. And now, you know, that I had all my children and got married twice, I think that was the most inspiring and wonderful thing that happened to me on Earth, was bringing children into this world.
Nice. Nice.
So providing a body for a soul to enter, to be a part of the human race, it's very, very inspiring, and it's the most wonderful feeling to be a mother.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, and now then my children are adding to the future of this planet.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. You must be very happy.
Well, of course, because I have wonderful, beautiful children and grandchildren now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And I'm not getting any younger, I'm getting older.
Oh, well, that happens to everyone, including myself.
Yeah, well, I'm like 277 or so.
You say you're 277 years old?
That's how long I've existed in your Earth term.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Well, you look a lot younger, I have to tell you.
Thank you. It's all relative, you know. It's a matter of perspective.
Well, good. Well, Omnic, we have a caller on the line, Scott Lemriel, my friend Scott.
Scott.
Yes, I'm planning on having Scott on the program. Would you mind taking a call from him?
No, of course not.
Okay, Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Omnic.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Oh, sweetheart, just fine. It's really good to hear your voice. I was delighted to finally meet you in the physical in Norway.
Yeah, that was wonderful to see you. I really appreciate it. You calling. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to wish you always, through eternity, the very best and transforming experiences always.
Oh, well, I appreciate your support and your love, Scott. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I just want to, well, we hope you don't mind me interjecting this, Scott and Omnic, but for those listeners who are not familiar with Scott, he's the author of the Say Race Agenda. Scott Lemriel has had face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance for the past 50
years. And a good friend of mine.
And a good friend of Omnic's.
Yeah, we hadn't crossed paths in quite a while. We finally did.
Yeah, finally. In this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Again, after many, many lifetimes.
Only gets better from here on out.
That's right.
Right.
That's
it's
right.
It's an old family reunion.
Well, I have to tell you that Lois Berman, a friend of mine, wonderful psychic from Boston who has her own television radio show, she's coming to the Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, and she said that I would be meeting many old souls who I've known before, and I think, Omnic, you're one of them, certainly.
Probably. I have a big soul family on Earth. I know that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Well, Scott, you're welcome to ask any question you'd like of Omnic.
Oh, I think we know each other pretty well. I don't really have any questions. It's more of wishing great wonder and change for this planet, because her heart is golden, and I know that. And I join her in that, in helping to channel in and bring in some wondrous, massive beings, very evolved, very highly spiritual, very highly technically advanced, that are working diligently behind the scenes to change this world.
Yeah, and they'll be there when the change comes that we need. The new technology.
Exactly. Yep.
Scott, we were talking a few days ago, and you'd mentioned something about President Obama's recent trip to China and global warming. Would you like to comment on that as one example of a positive change?
Well, yeah, they agreed that the global warming situation, this is true of the entire United Nations. They recently had a conclave meeting, and they just realized that global warming was not
global warming.
Excuse me?
I said, there is no global warming.
Yeah, well, they've decided to invest their resources in a direction to solve a lot of the planet's problems. They're going to have to be encouraged to do it a lot
quicker.
And
they're solving problems that they create imaginary.
Exactly. And they're going to have to solve them. They're going to have to clean them up.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So that's underway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You won't see it in the CNN or the news programs. They're too dominated and controlled right now. But the people behind the scenes running things are beginning to go through some changes, and they're going to go through some more for the good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, but you will hear, although you won't hear about it on CNN, you will hear about it on my radio show.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm happy that you invited me and I was able to say hello to everybody. And before I leave, I want to give everybody a Venusian greeting.
Okay, wonderful.
A mule, a bach to Baraka Bashad. That means may the universal love and blessings be.
Oh.
Nice. Thank you so much. You know, this studio just lit up again. It just lit
thank
up in
you,
white
Amnick.
Light.
Thank you, Amnick. Good talking with you briefly.
Oh, thank you, God. It was good to see you and get a hug from you, too.
That was delightful.
Well, Amnick, thank you so much for coming on the program today. I know you shuffled out your guests in your house so you could be on my show today, so you can have them back now. There's no problem.
Yeah, that's okay. It was the next-door neighbor who helped us a lot, you know, because my friend and I both are senior citizens, and he's a young guy that lives next door, and he's always doing things that we're not physically able to do.
Oh, well, that's
and
nice.
And today was his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, yeah, he's a good neighbor.
Amnick, you're welcome to stay on the line with Scott if you like, or it's up to you totally.
I have to go and I have to prepare dinner. Skipped dinner because I didn't have it ready.
So. Oh, okay. Well, that's awfully nice of you to offer. I have dinner plans tonight, so you don't need to make dinner for me, but that's nice of you to think about that. Just a joke. Anyway, Amnick, I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy your dinner. And thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure.
Bye, Scott. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Amnick.
Bye-bye, Amnick.
Bye, world.
Bye-bye. Bye. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, good. Well, as I was saying, I've had Scott several times on my program. He always has something out of this world to say. He's an accomplished author of the Say Raise Agenda. He's had face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance for the past 52, now it's probably getting 53 years. The Galactic Alliance is an alliance of 435 million planets with approximately 7 trillion, mostly human, but all benevolent entities who truly love and care about us humans here. His message is always a positive one news to tell us, good news to tell us about what's happening in the world that you don't hear about on mainstream media. As always, his interview should be truly out of this world. And Scott, welcome to the program.
I'm happy to fill in your last half hour there. And make it a triad of people. That's interesting, from Jerry to Amnick to myself and you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And Eric, you're a great engineer there, too.
Well, thanks. Thanks. He does great work. And you're coming up to the Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yep, I'll be there as one of the author presenters.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And I will be sharing with people techniques of how to explore a purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale, and more importantly, the much greater knowing of the expanse of love within it and how they get access to that today in particular, and the protection that's brought along with that. I will be sharing with people there personally how to do that, and I'll interact with the audience. So they'll have a chance to connect with that and feel that protection and then start waking some of this stuff up. We've been talking about, all three of us are talking about on this radio show today.
Absolutely, absolutely. For more information and registration for this awesome event, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And for those who register before January 1st, you will save hundreds of dollars in registration fees. We have a special discount going on through the through January 1st. And the reason why we're doing that is because the conference site, we need to pay for some things before, well before the conference, but it should be just fine. Scott, I always enjoy talking to you because you always have interesting and new things to say. Regarding current events, you talked about the global warming now, that the world leaders are actually getting together.
Well, she's right. It is a misguided term in that there is no such thing other than the fact that global warming has been created artificially in a way to try to terraform this planet, not for human beings. So that is one of the things that is in process of being neutralized in a benevolent way to stop that process, because it's very polluting and harmful to people. And obviously people that do this kind of thing, you know, they have wives and kids, but they don't realize what they're doing. They're not in control of themselves, or they wouldn't do what they're doing.
Well, I have to add to that, Scott, and thank you so much for bringing that up. I was just, I'd lived for years in Moses Lake, Washington, and I was there just earlier this week. And sure enough, the chemical planes came flying overhead, but they were doing it at night last night, the Air Force, the U.S. Navy planes. And they have dumped so many heavy metals and sulfur into the air around Moses Lake and that central basin area that the sulfur rates now are over 5,000 times what they should be in the water in Moses Lake. The levels of aluminum, barium, strontium, and titanium are anywhere between 80 to 100 times what they should be. The health effects of all these chemicals is that there's an increased level of stillbirths in the area. And when you dump that much sulfur in an area, what happens is that it becomes a lot hotter. And the reason why I think that they're doing this is because they're terraforming the planet to make it much more livable for the reptilians
They're doing it for some misuse of extraterrestrial technology to strengthen a field of energy. They do it in just targeted key cities. They're not doing it everywhere in all the cities. Like
right.
Where I am, they don't do it.
Right.
San Diego, they do. In L.A., no, not right now. San Francisco, in some areas, they do. Up eastern Washington, they do in different places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first things that needs to be stopped permanently. And more than that, it needs to be stopped, and then those chemicals need to be neutralized. And that's something that's very, very easy for advanced races from the world to do. If they want to do it, they can do this.
Sure. Well, one thing I love being in the Seattle area is the air is clean here. I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There's not the chemical
trails.
Yeah,
you're in Olympia, though, aren't you?
Olympia.
Well, you're in Seattle now, but
yeah,
naturally you moved, so that's a good area where you are now.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I love doing, friends, is just breathing. And I'm sure most people would also agree that breathing is nice, especially clean air.
The reason I'm on the show, really, is to just share with people more about a decision that was made recently amongst many races on many world systems to neutralize the totalitarian drives of some extraterrestrial races out there that have been influencing a hidden government here created after World War II. And that, you know, even Jerry talked about that. He talked about, you know, how Eisenhower had this, well, was clearly blackmailed into signing a treaty with what I would consider to be the wrong group to make a deal with in order to get some advanced technology during the Cold War with the Soviet Union. The Soviets also signed that same deal. And so that is ultimately a destructive thing. So the consciousness of beings from other worlds who are not respecters of human beings, really, are also driven by a subconscious control mechanisms that were put into them a long time ago. So really they're not in control of what they're doing either. And the real issue here isn't about races from outside being able to make us a spacefaring race or heal disease or transform the planet. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's millions of years old to them. That's a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that. It's about how to extricate this planet and its hidden leaders from tyrant races that are not in control of what they're doing and neutralize that in a benevolent way, not only to set them free, but to set free this planet for the first time in galactic history.
Mm-hmm.
And that is currently underway, and that began officially about almost 4 years ago. So you're going to see some things changing, like this 60 rad of radiation off the Alaskan down to South American coast that came from Fukushima is gone now. We know that's been neutralized, not by any government on this planet.
Sure.
So there's some positive things underway.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know we talked about that in the spring, Scott, before I knew you. And there was a huge plume of radiation coming from Fukushima headed for the West Coast, in particular Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And the scientists had documented it. And then when I went out to get the water samples in May, guess what? Gone. Completely gone.
Right. And you tested those and had them tested in a lab yourself. I witnessed that.
That's right. That's right.
So we know that's a fact. And also Fukushima was such a disaster. Four power plants blowing, exploding their tops right off, sending these radioactive rods high into the air. That was 100 times worse than Chernobyl, which killed many millions of people. And yet millions of people have not been killed from this event. And
that
is also the work of races from outside that are beginning to intervene here in a benevolent way. They don't they don't control people's psyche or get in and control beings. That isn't what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a mass of people on a planet like this, and people keep talking spiritual this and that and free will, but if people on this earth actually don't have the free will right now that they think they have, how can they be expected to make proper choices to choose whether to destroy or set free this planet? First, they have to be given back their true awareness. Then they'll make right decisions.
I agree. I agree totally.
That's the real focus of what is taking place here now that Omnic was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is if you left it up to people as they are now,
mm-hmm.
unaware that certain things have been shut down on their genomes, on their DNA, there's not 25 strands of what they call dumbed-down genes or useless genes. There's two strands of DNA in humans on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's the genomes, the little triggers
uh-huh.
of over a billion of them on that double strand that are the things that get shut down, the genomes.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be turned back on just like they were shut down through the misuse of technology. So that's a very easy thing for people from out of town to do. And when they, as they progress in this open disclosure more openly, and in a benevolent way, as things behind the scenes are also changed so that we avoid the destruction and death that otherwise ensue, this is the only thing that's being done very carefully, very gradually, so that it is unwound like a tight knot in a safe way.
Sure, I understand. And I've read your Sayre's Agenda book. Fascinating, wonderful book, Scott.
No, thank you.
Fascinating, wonderful book.
It is in the third edition, and there'll be a fourth edition coming out in May, which right now there is a special vibratory word called HU, H-U, in the back and how to use it. And when I do presentations on radio or in person, I show people how to access this very secure way of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And in May, I hope to have, and I'm going to work on getting this book out as a fourth edition that will have techniques for each chapter so people can explore for themselves and validate for themselves through their own experience what is revealed in each of those chapters.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then, of course, at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 6th, 7th, and 8th, you'll be giving that as well.
Right, I will be.
Wonderful. And people will be able to meet Scott in person. I've learned so much from you, Scott, and every time I talk to you, I always learn something new. I'm just curious, for people that you know, maybe facing some tough times out there, any good words of advice you can give
them? Just one. Okay. If they want to experience getting set free from things that were done to them without their awareness, and I don't mean just in this lifetime, begin to sing out or send out this very special vibratory word. It's not native to this planet. It was not developed here. It was developed in the beginning of creation as a safety valve. And it connects people through a certain center, really through the pineal gland, to the core of their being, which is the Atma, what people from other worlds call soul. And then it connects them to the source of all life, the very center. And it begins to create a bridge, an open bridge, between that source and themselves. And their life begins to unravel, not in a bad way, but it begins to unwind, and the things that have been suppressed in them begin to come to the surface. So they start to do this a few minutes every night and ask this special thing when they do it. And it's this: safely show me purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale and the much greater knowing of love within it.
Mm.
And then you do this hue, which sounds like round whole tone. And if people don't want to say it out loud, they can do it silently in their imagination, and it mm-hmm. works just as well. And you just say this, and you first get relaxed, take some breaths, imagine someone or something you love, and then send this out.
Wonderful.
Do it every night for 10 minutes or so for up to 30 days, and people will have remarkable experiences.
Now, the hue, doesn't it also open up the pineal gland?
Well, it works through correcting imbalances in it. Because Fluoride calcifies the water in it, makes it hard for people to see into the universe and know purposefully hidden truth for themselves. But when that's open and a safety is provided with it, then they begin to see again as a being, and they're able to look out into the universe on these multidimensional levels and begin to remember. Mm-hmm. And that's very important.
Wonderful, wonderful. What a nice gift. I always like it when you share the hue, Scott. And also, too, when you do the hue, you get help from the Galactic Alliance, 435 million planets, is that?
You get help from because they utilize the hue to keep from ever acquiring a subconscious mind.
I see.
And people on Earth have them because that's how they're controlled. So you want to be free of that. They do this, and when you start doing it, the spiritual masters that work with these Galactic Alliance races on many dimensional levels and parallel dimensions and many world systems out there in our galaxy and Andromeda and many others begin to connect with people and help them in a spiritual way, in only in a benevolent way, in a telepathic way. They never intrude in someone's psyche. They don't control people or channel through people, but they will work with you to help you wake up.
Wonderful, wonderful. Scott, do you mind if I give out the studio line if you'd like to take some calls from our listeners?
Not at all. I'd be happy to.
Okay, wonderful. Toll-free within Western Washington, the direct studio line here is 1-888-298-5569, or the landline number is area code 425-373-5527, and anyone's welcome to call in and ask a question of Scott. I know I've been talking quite a bit the last hour, more than an hour and a half with my other guests. I didn't have a chance for questions, but I wanted to give people the opportunity now. are there any other messages that your friends in the Galactic Alliance would like to share with our listeners, Scott?
Yes. Don't look to the major news channels and networks right now to find truth of what's really going on this planet, because you're going to be misdirected. You're going to be encouraged, and this is important, to use the gift of your creative imagination to imagine a destructive Armageddon future for this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a misuse of the right use of the imagination. And this is how tyrants control people.
Mm-hmm.
They get them to use their imagination in two ways, both positive and negative, which splits their consciousness down the middle and neutralizes their forward momentum so they can be manipulated in subtle ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to use the creative imagination to visualize a constructive, wondrous future for yourself, you're actually working with the source behind all life and all those trillions of beings out there who do this, and beginning to connect into that. And that field of force, that field of energy, is designed and in progress to transform this planet. So you're aligning yourself with that transformation instead of helping its destruction.
I have to tell you, Scott, that Omnic made a very interesting comment earlier. I hope you heard it. It was regarding the activation by the benevolent forces of pyramids around the planet to help raise consciousness.
Yeah.
That's I remember you have spoken about that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's underway.
Okay.
And the little bits about radiation, whenever you can see something of a constructive nature slip through the cracks, either on this radio show, or there'll be a lot more of this more openly being revealed to people in the next few years. So it's going to take place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better for people to have less shock going through this change, to help to align themselves and contribute to something constructive and benevolent while this is going on. It's good for them. It's good for their families. It's good for how they perceive life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good because it begins to help them remember much, much about who and what they are that has been denied them.
Sure, absolutely. I think that the important message here is that we're all part of one galactic family, that humans exist on other planets outside of this certainly millions of other planets outside of this particular planet, and that there is help available for us, and they are helping us behind the scenes now.
The best way I know of to access it in a safe way, in a protected way, is to go through the hue.
Mm-hmm.
The hue is not owned or copyrighted or possessed by anybody on Earth or any other world system, and they wouldn't dare try to.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed that way, and people just need to experience for themselves, because I never tell people to take my word for it or take what I say at face value or on faith. I just say, explore this for yourself to find out purposefully hidden truth and wake it up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically my message.
Wonderful. Now, let's say someone out there has implants put into them by the Greys or the reptilians. Can the Hue help remove those, call on help to get those out?
Yeah, when they start to do the Hue, they're going to start to connect to those technicians and those spiritual beings and those people who really know how to do this properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because on Earth, that technology has been denied, even a hidden government. So in order to access it, you have to kind of get in touch with beings who have never been a part of the shutdown program on this planet, in its past, or even on other world systems. It's important for people to connect into those beings and things which wish them, truly wish them well, and want to help them recover who they really are.
Sure, sure. Well, I talked about this with Jerry Wills during our first hour, Scott, and I know you remember that that lady that Jerry and I met who had been implanted, and once once those implants were taken out, my goodness, what a beautiful
change. She came up
to
me afterwards to thank me for my second presentation on Sunday.
Wonderful.
And by the way, those presentations done in Norway are now for free, available on YouTube for people to go watch.
Oh, how nice.
And anyway, she came up to me afterwards to thank me for what I had shared with her, and she was just bubbly and effervescent and just radiant. And she said, "I'm free. I'm free of all those implants."
Yeah.
So I helped her work with her a little bit so she could go home to her child who had been in even worse condition.
Right.
And work with her over the next few weeks to help her at a distance from another room, help her own child get over the same problem, because she was not there for Jerry to work on her. So,
yes,
yeah, there was an interaction there. I remember her well.
Well, she sat right next to me at the conference, and when I first met her, she was just a wreck. And, but within a day or two after your help and Jerry's help and our help from the Galactic Alliance, she was fine. And actually, I mean, that's the true purpose of life on this planet is to be happy in a good way.
Right.
To be spiritually aware and fully awake spiritually. And I'm tired of I myself was tired a long time ago of being shut down, and so I'm so glad that I'm doing this program now.
That's really because you're doing this program is how we met. I was on Coast to Coast with George Nuri on April 8th, and you heard that show, and after that, one thing led to another.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you, Scott, for all your support and wonderful ideas.
That's why I'm here, Ted. It's really why I'm here. It's what motivates me.
I really appreciate it.
Is the great good that can be done here to change this world and bring it along in harmony with many others. Change this place entirely. Omnic was right. What's going to happen here? People will not expect or see it coming, but it's all good.
And it is coming, and I think it is. We are on track now for this planet to be a much, much better place. One thing that we've discussed off the air, Scott, is when to do the Hue. You mentioned, you told me before, try 10 minutes at night.
Yeah, because generally what you're trying to do is wake up a bridge between where you go when you leave your body at night, and you do, even though the ability to know it has been shut down in most people. People call it intuition. They have a sense about a past life here or another planet or a higher plane. You know, and it's basically, you know, they're using 6 to 10% of 100% of a brain they have, yet the whole thing's there, and they should be able to use all of it.
Right.
They should be telepathic, not just intuitive. They should have photographic memories across the board, and that's a normal human being on another planet, one of the nearest ones. They're like that. So people here are not yet experiencing what it is to be a normal human being again, and that needs to be returned to them first before they can make good decisions about what direction to head their own world.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The people aren't originally from here anyway. They don't remember that.
Where are you from, Scott?
Well, if I got into that, it would take another 5 hours on this program.
Okay.
From the same place all Atmas or soul come from, very high dimension. What you talked about earlier is the fifth dimension. It's really the second, the astral plane from the physical. The fifth is much higher up, and there are many dimensions above that. I originally came from there, and then I came incarnated way back when, several billion years ago, in the Andromeda Galaxy. And several before that, and then I made a home on the third planet from the sun on a place called Telemedea, which is 180 degrees on the other side of this galaxy. And then I came here through the Pleiades star system, and then to here. It was a long lineage of evolution and change and lifetimes to come into this life here on this planet go through 35, almost 40 years of nonstop training to be prepared just to start to deliver the awareness to people of this new ray, which is the liberating way, which is woven into this primordial, sacred, very special vibratory word hue and what it does. And this was first presented to an ancient race called the Thay race, who are the most advanced human race, far beyond the Pleiadians or any of the Tau City or any of these guys, that helped bring a lot of these races into existence long ago and then vanished. They recently went through a consciousness change to inspire them to be responsible to help out the younger races in return. So they brought with them this new tool to the Galactic Alliance, which helps the process of doing one thing, not just here on this planet, but out in the universe and in the higher planes below this fifth plane, like the astral, causal, mental, where the dual current, or the positive and negative, good and bad, evil and love exist. It's designed to retire evil as an experiment on Earth. So something greater has to be brought into play in creation to take its place, to inspire people to become what we're meant to be, and that is to be conscious, fully capable, fully aware, co-creators with the source of all life. That is the real true destiny of a human being.
Wonderful. Very, very profound, Scott. Thank you so much for sharing that today with our listeners.
My pleasure.
Well, I'm looking forward to you, to seeing you in person again in March, Scott. I know that the conference is going to be incredibly interesting. And we've got a few minutes. We've got about 3.5 minutes left. And for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We're interviewing Scott Lemriel, the author of The Thay Race Agenda and a face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance for the last 52 years. And I just wanted to tell everyone that 1 week from today, we will be, I'm not sure whether it'll be a live interview or pre-recorded, but we will be interviewing David Icke from London, England. He is one of the most famous UFO researchers in the world. He will be here on the show 1 week from today. And then also, too, we will have Michiko Hayashi with the Emoto Peace Project, talking about the special work that they do, as well as Dr. Masaru Emoto's wonderful work. He passed away about a month ago, but his work is continuing. And Scott, we have about 2 minutes left. I'd love for you just to wrap up your interview and impart any messages you can from the Galactic Alliance.
Yeah, the conference that was held in Norway, as I mentioned, people can see the presentations of all the major author presenters that were there, who were either from other worlds, brought here to live as normal human beings, or were directly contacted or in contact all their lives. And for me, I mean, you keep mentioning 52 years, but my existence and my awareness of working with beings from other world systems, because I'm not from here, goes back many millions of years, even into the several billions of years. And this is not such a strange thing. When people start to wake this up in themselves, they're going to have quite a shock at realizing just how ancient they are and what they've been through to end up on this planet, and where, more importantly, where they're really headed, which is very great indeed. So that conference opened kind of a door into the world to begin a change, and that's all I can share with people at this point, is that it has to do with an uplifting worldwide transformation that was decided to be enacted on this world. Not, in other words, people on Earth in mass don't have the free will they think they have. So if they've been tricked into believing they should imagine a destructive end of this world, they're being misguided and controlled to think about themselves and their future in a destructive way. That's the negative power talking. That's the way tyrants work. So I want to make sure people at least have the opportunity to remember that the right use of the creative imagination, this great gift, which is a telepathic link into the entire universe, the multidimensional universe, when they start to use this to see for themselves in their future a constructive, benevolent, wondrous world here, and they begin to love life everywhere, not just on this earth, then the doors to consciousness open in a very wide and a very dramatic way. So the hue is an access way. It's the way, it's the primary way to access this in a safe manner. Mm-hmm. And every single being on any world system has the right to work with this and to call into the universe to wake up. They have the right to experience the protection that goes with it. I don't care if they're reptilian or gray or tall gray or hidden government or diabolical leaders who aren't even elected that run this world. They all have the right to begin to be set free from the controlling things that have plagued not only this planet, but this solar system, but a lot of world systems for far too long.
Scott, thank you so much for coming on today. Please come back next week, my friends, for David Icke and Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.